this way. We don't really know, but it is very coincidental that on the exact same month and year that both Japan and Costa Rica acted on this. Also, I should point out that Interpol dismissed this as being politically motivated, and every other country has dismissed it, except Germany has a special law that they just simply disregard the Interpol's dismissal and go on their own. They actually have no extradition treaty with Japan or with Costa Rica, but they just proceed anyway.
I wanted to turn to another clip. According to the documentary Sharkwater, the world's shark population has decreased an astonishing 90% due to the high demand for shark fin soup and other delicacies. I want to play a clip from the trailer of that film.
Your whole life, since you're a kid, sharks are dangerous. You're warned about venturing too far into the ocean. But then, finally, you're underwater, and you see the thing that you were taught your whole life to fear, and it's perfect. And it doesn't want to hurt you, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And your whole world changes.
There's so much money in fins that only trafficking drugs rivals fins for profit.
So, sharks, it's very, very fierce.
Yeah?
Very fierce. You see this? The teeth.
Oh. Elephants kill more people each year than sharks do.
That's a clip from Sharkwater. Paul, describe what it is that you do, whether it comes to whaling or whether it comes to shark finning. What is the purpose of Sea Shepherd, this organization you founded, splitting off from Greenpeace?
Sea Shepherd is not a protest organization. What we do is intervene against illegal activities. We have all the laws and the treaties and the rules we need to protect life in our oceans. What we don't have is the political and economic will on the part of governments to uphold those laws and regulations, and that's where we intervene. And we do so nonviolently. We've never injured anybody in our 35 years of operation. The most powerful weapon in the world, as far as I'm concerned, is the camera. So we go into battle armed with cameras. And yes, we do make things dramatic to put attention on these issues, but we're very, very careful to ensure that nobody's injured, and we never have injured anybody. But right now, 90 million sharks a year are being destroyed to feed the shark fin industry in Asia. And that means the fins are cut off of these animals, and they're thrown back into the ocean. And this is what we filmed off of Guatemala. And this is what we intervened against, a highly illegal operation. And we did so at the bequest of the Guatemalan government. But there's a lot of politics involved, and there's a lot of money in shark finning. And the shark finning mafia, which pretty much controls a lot of these communities, like Punta Arenas, have a lot of influence.
Captain Paul Watson, what happens now? They have released you. You're on bail. What are the regulations around your release right now? Are you under house arrest?
I'm under house arrest in Germany. I can't leave Germany. I will be going to Berlin tomorrow. We will, because the President of Costa Rica is meeting with the Chancellor of Germany, and we have protests around the world over this. I'm trying to focus all of this on the issue, which is the killing of sharks, not just my case. And that's what we're hoping to do. I'm not going to run away from this issue. If I have to go to Costa Rica, then that's fine. I only want assurances that my life will be protected because I got a $20,000 contract on my head from the shark fin mafia in Costa Rica. And so I certainly don't want to be put in a jail where I'm going to be knifed so somebody can collect that reward. So I would like to get assurances.
Captain Paul Watson, I want to thank you for being with us, founder and executive director of the anti-poaching organization Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. We'll continue to follow the case. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
This is Donna with your WUSB concert billboard for Wednesday, May 24th. Live art fusion with Daniel Weiss Group, 841 East Lounge in Huntington, 7:30. Your billboard for Thursday, May 25th. Striper will be at BB King's in Manhattan, 7 p.m. Your concert billboard for Friday, May 25th. Collective Soul will be at the Paramount in Huntington, 8 p.m. Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, 9:30. CRS and Madco will be at Napper Tandy's Pub in Miller Place, 8 p.m. Sprinto Band, The Extraordinaires, and Ski Lodge will be at the Rock Shop in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. The Bread Fees will be at 2:30 Down in Southampton, 9 p.m. Ahmat Ali will be at the Peconic Bay Winery in Cotchog, 5:30. Kerry Carney with the Mardi Gras Band will be at Thai Rock at Rockaway Beach, 9 p.m. Your billboard for Saturday, May 26th. Stevie Winwood will be at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. Stevie GB will be at Samantha's Little Bit of Heaven in East Northport, 8 p.m. Ahmat Ali Duo will be at Bating Hollow Farm Vineyard, 12 noon. Your billboard for Sunday, May 27th. Ahmat Ali will be at Lobster Roll Northside in Bating Hollow, 3 p.m. Log Jam 3, Jonathan David, Brother Pluckers, Leah Kay, Hank Stone, Chris Vancott and Poets, Hidden Legacy and Deborah Hauser will be at Blue Point Brewery in Patchogue, 1 p.m.
And that was your WUSB concert billboard for this week. Keep listening to find out who's playing in the area. The concert billboard is also found online at WUSB.FM, WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM, and WUSB.FM.
And you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook, where it is 6 p.m. Kids, it is a little after 6 p.m. right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Emmanuel and Kyle are off in the British Isles. That's right. Next week they'll have a dispatch, which you shall be hearing. But this week they're kicking it up in the British Isles and doing some recording. We have special guest tonight, Penelope Houston of San Francisco rock band The Avengers, plus new music from Joey Ramone. Stay tuned.
Je veux dédier ce poème à toutes les femmes qu'on aime. Pendant quelques instants secrets, à celles qu'on connaît à peine, clandestines, différentes entraînant, et qu'on ne retrouve jamais. À celles qu'on voit apparaître une seconde à sa fenêtre, et qui presto s'évanouit. Mais dont la svelte silhouette est si gracieuse et fluette, qu'on en demeure épanoui. À la compagnie de voyage, dont les yeux charmants paysages font perdre court le chemin. Qu'on est seul peut-être à comprendre, et qu'on laisse pourtant descendre sans avoir effleuré sa main. À celles qui sont déjà prises et qui vivent des heures grises près d'un être trop différent. Vous ont inutile folie, laissez voir la mélancolie d'un avenir désespérant. Chères images aperçues, espérance d'un jour de soleil. Vous serez dans l'oubli demain. Pour que le bonheur se vienne, il est rare qu'on se souvienne des épisodes du chemin. Mais si l'on a manqué sa vie, on songe avec un peu d'envie à tous ces bonheurs entre vous. Au baiser qu'on ne sait pas prendre, au cœur qui doit vous attendre, aux yeux qu'on n'a jamais revus. Alors un soir de lassitude, tout un peuplant sa solitude, des fantômes du souvenir. On pleure les lèvres absentes de toutes ces belles passantes que l'on n'a pas su retenir.
Yeah, kids, that was Iggy Pop. That's right, the godfather of punk, doing his thing, doing his very best Serge Gainsbourg impersonation, and doing a damn good job of it. This last week, I saw Pat Irwin play with Jay Walters, and absolutely great, great show over in LIC. And it made me think of Pat's old band, the Raybeats, and here we are taking a little tight turn. We'll be right back.
Last night I stopped by your house in the rain, but I could see you weren't home. Everything comes to a stop up here on Rocky Top. Maybe I'll see you out on the road. Turn your face to the light, the wind whispers your name. Carry on into the night, it's nice to have you back in the game. We talked about your sanity, not of your vanity. If it's all the same, we can talk, talk, talk till the end. On the road your feet are light, they carry you into the night. I walk beside you like a true, true friend. Like a good citizen, I wait for it all. Turn my face to the wind, I'm just a rabbit on the road. But I'm coming home, all right at dawn. I'll try to get you on the kingdom's dirty and my hands unclean. Illusion comes with no remorse. Hammer blows get heavy and they're often seen. But this pain is bound to run its course. It's nice to have you back, I wasn't ready for a change. Here's a present for the road, I'll give you back your name. It won't do you harm, shine up your nail.
Oh,
yeah, the Avengers right here on WUSB Stony Brook. The Avengers were and are a great punk band from San Francisco. That's one of their earlier tunes. The Avengers are kind of famous for, in addition to being a on the punk scene in San Francisco between 77 and 79, originally, kind of famous for being the opening band for the Sex Pistols' very last gig in San Francisco at Winterland. And yeah, so Penelope Houston's going to be our guest a few minutes after 7 p.m. tonight. So stay tuned for that. There's a great new Avengers comp coming out. You will have a chance to win a copy and, you know, definitely tune in for that. Penelope Houston right here on WUSB Stony Brook a little after 7 p.m. tonight on Finn's Revolution. Those of you tuning in, listening for Off the Wall, Emmanuel and Kyle are off to the British Isles. That's right, the British Isles this week. And they shall have a dispatch next week from the British Isles during this very time slot. So my name is Finn. This is an extended version of Finn's Revolution right here on WUSB Stony Brook. A great, great, great new record just came out. I couldn't be happier. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. We're going to be listening to a lot of tunes from it tonight together. A new record from Joey Ramone. That's right. New record from Joey Ramone. Joey had a ton of demos and tons of unfinished tracks, some finished tracks, but tons and tons of stuff that he had left undone when he passed away about 11 years ago. A great loss to the music world and the Ramones, always timeless music, and Joey was certainly continuing in that tradition. Ed Stasium and company have taken the helm on this album, brought in some great special guests who were actual friends of Joey as opposed to people who have no idea, you know, who never met him but are muscling in on the project. This particular occasion, you have people like Joan Jett, a ton of people. We'll get to some of those as we go along. But people who knew Joey and loved Joey, and they're on the record and helping Joey finish what could very well be his last record. I don't know how much other material there is. We may be speaking to Ed Stasium in the not-too-distant future on this very show on Finn's Revolution and getting the lowdown on what tapes are still out and about and complete and or incomplete that may be released in the future. But anyway, this is one of the tracks. We had been playing Rock and Roll is the Answer a few times on the show, and this is a track from the brand-new album You Know, by Joey Ramone, that just dropped today. And this is called New York City, right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
New York City, I like New York City. New York City, I like New York City. Oh, yeah.
Never come down. You might never. Thank you. Just a gallon of joy. We had the girl, then the boy, and love was never a toy. Just like that old rusty Ford, we were stowed out in back. It made that clickety clack. At a window was a touch of lavender lace. I remember her face. Too many rainbows to chase. Right through the cracks of the pane come the tracks of the train. Scattered like diamonds of rain down our old blacktop Tulane. Hold back time. Don't talk about tomorrow. Tell that old clock on the wall you'll just have to call it a day. Other's arms, we're in each other's arms, so hold back time. With that old country hymn spinning round in her brain, she
kept her fancy for blame, more than for fortune or fame. Now when we feel every wheel spinning steel on that track, we shake the dust off the sack in our old house by the track. To call it a day. Hold back time when we're in each other's arms. We're in each other's arms. So hold.
Those mandolins, yes. Eccentric genius, captain of his own ship, Van Dyke Parks. He's come out with a series of singles. We've played most of the sides on the show. And that was, of course, Hold Back Time. These are all little 7-inch singles that I actually have a jukebox at home, and I actually keep them in my jukebox. So so I have to pull them out of the jukebox when I want to play them. But it's a beautiful thing. Van Dyke, always just amazing. He's an amazing guy. I'd like to thank Susan for giving us a call. Loving a little bit of the new Joey Ramone album. And Mr. Edison for giving us a call. Touch and Bass, and letting us know that he loved the Kindness track, which we played earlier. Let's just go over a little bit of what we just did. Joey Ramone, New York City, from the brand new record, You Know, produced by Ed Stasium, who we may have, as I said, on the show in the extremely near future. Followed it up with Holly Cook, that little light reggae dub thing, used to be the name of that track. Holly Cook, the name of the album. And, of course, Holly Cook, the daughter of Sex Pistol, Paul Cook. Yeah, quite talent. I got to see her in Paris, and she was quite a cool performer, you know. And, yeah, just a very nice performance all the way around. After that, from Cheap Time, from the album Wallpaper Music, Dream It Up. And then Kindness, from the album World, You Need a Change of Mind. And they're covering a wonderful, wonderful cover of The Replacements' song Swingin' Party. Better harmonies than Paul Westerberg could ever have pulled off. But a really, really nice version. I'm kind of hooked on it. Mr. Edison is too. He gave us a call and let us know. And then Van Dyke Parks, Hold Back Time, from the single of the same name. All right, here on WUSB Stony Brook. Another record that just came out this past week is the brand new record from the Sugarman 3. We had Neil Sugarman on the show a few months back talking about his little label, Daptone, featuring Sharon Jones and Charles Bradley, a whole bunch of people. And just a great, great label, Daptone. You guys know I'm always talking about it. But the Sugarman 3, his own little band, has not put out something in a few years because he's been busy being the backing band and producer-engineer of all these other records and running the label. But the Sugarman 3 has just come out with a brand new record called What the World Needs Now, and it's absolutely the truth. And this is a little something from it called But It's All Right, right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Yeah, Penelope wants in, and she'll be in a few minutes. So we're going to be speaking with Miss Penelope Houston of legendary San Francisco punk band The Avengers at about 7:15 today. So stay tuned for that. The Avengers started way back in 77, I believe. And when there wasn't much of a quote-unquote punk scene in San Francisco, they were one of the originators on the West Coast. And they did their thing, and a great, great, great band, and then several revivals later, and still making rockin' music. And Penelope herself is doing her own albums that are all out there, and we're going to hear a few more of those in just a few moments. But yeah, The Avengers right here on WUSB Stony Brook, and Penelope Houston up in a few moments. Right here on WUSB. Finn with you. It is, let's see. Oh, I thought it was just about 7, but it's 6:56 in the p.m. on a Tuesday night. Usually, Emmanuel is wrapping up his show off the wall right about now, and I'm getting ready to come in. But Emmanuel is off in Great Britain, I do believe, with Kyle and doing some interesting shows for you for the future. And we may be lucky enough to hear a dispatch from out from the British Isles next week. So definitely tune in next week for Off the Wall, and we'll see what we have in store. So anyway, I got a couple of calls, play some more of that new Joey Ramone record, which just dropped today. And, you know, of course, when it comes to Joey, I'm always obliging. So here's something from the brand new Joey Ramone record, You Know, Going Nowhere Fast, right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Sleazy crib, you're going nowhere, baby. Gonna bring you down. You better listen to what I'm saying. Girl, they're gonna bring you down, baby. Oh, I gotta get away.
took my blue sweatshirt down to Oldsmobile. Got to rockin' with the rhythm right on over at the hill. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Yeah, come on, kid, rock it right. I said, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Well, I slipped up myself till I looked like a jet. I'll run downtown and get my females ready. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Rock it right. I said, I put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Play it, yeah. Rock on, baby.
Yeah, Gene Summers, Tennessee, Saturday night right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Penelope Houston is going to be joining us in a few minutes from legendary punk rocker band The Avengers. My name is Finn. This is Finn's Revolution until the 9 p.m. hour. And I think we're going to hear a little bit before we get Penelope on the phone in about 10 minutes of a little vintage Avengers right here. This is a little something called Crazy Homicide.
Nothing in the world can satisfy you. Won't give up, I think I grew it. Nobody cares if you live or die. So you join the party called homicide. You never get caught, cause you're too smart. Invisible boy, you see in the dark.
gonna give everybody the warning. I can feel, I can taste. Yeah, the end is near. I watch as cities will come.